This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On this week's podcast, Jess is asked to do something that he's not used to doing. The voice finalist and mentee of Ricky Martin, Kat Torres, drops in for a chat, but we start the podcast with a very special interview with Lucinda Nolan, acting police commissioner for the Victoria Police, who dropped by for a chat in regards to the apology that she made on behalf of Victoria Police the night before for the Tacey raid that happened 20 years ago. I started by asking why it had taken 20 years for the Victoria Police to apologise for this horrendous act.
Look, I think there's a couple of reasons why it actually came about now. So number one is we've just set up our Priority Communities Division. So we're working directly with an LGBTI community reference group. Mm-hmm. And the input they gave us was that it's great to sort of try to progress the relationship between Victoria Police and the LGBT community, mm-hmm. but the sins of the past need to be addressed if we really want to make it a very strong relationship. Mm-hmm. So we've been working with them over the last couple of months about the logistics of an apology, you know, the reception that it might receive and how best to go about it. Mm-hmm. The 20th anniversary was obviously a key milestone, so we've chosen that timing to deliver it.
It's safe to say that the incident made a lot of damage between the GLBTI mm-hmm. community and Victoria Police. How do we make sure that this thing doesn't happen again?
Look, we've worked so hard over the last 20 years about making sure that we understand and provide the most appropriate service mm-hmm. to the LGBTI community. So we have actively and overtly participated in the Midsummer Festival, mm-hmm. in the Pride March. We've got our Gay and Lesbian Liaison Office program running. We've done some anti-discrimination campaigns. We've done another series of things, and setting up the Priority Communities Division now allows the LGBTI community to be adequately reflected and represented, but more importantly, they are providing direct input into not only how Victoria Police is today, but where we need to progress into the future.
Mm-hmm. I understand that there may be still police officers that were involved in the Tacey raid still in the police force today?
That is correct, yes.
And has action been taken with these police officers in regards to perhaps working with the GLBTI community more effectively?
Look, I'm not quite sure what the fallout was 20 years ago because yeah. I wasn't involved and I was obviously a lot lower rank. but they've all been spoken to about this and they are so highly and overwhelmingly supportive mm-hmm. of the apology that we've given. So I think that's a reflection on how different Victoria Police was 20 years ago, including the people that were actually involved.
Yeah. I was going to say, speaking of the people who were involved, there's obviously had to be a big change in the training and also how it's dealt with as well. I'm sure, is that something that's occurred in, I guess, not so much the curriculum, but also the training of officers to deal with different communities and that as well?
Yeah, we've done a series of things, but probably the most important, and it's around that action adult learning, is having the community encounters program. So we've got people from the LGBTI community that actually come in and speak to recruits so that they understand their perceptions and attitudes and any unconscious bias that might be there and the type of incidents and offences that they might be subjected to. We also run those programs with our officers, so anyone inspector or above, they come in, and so that means that we have got the understanding to actually lead and manage the organisation.
So you're speaking to us first.
Yes.
Why have you chosen to talk to us?
The most important thing from my perspective and from Ken's perspective was that this is a genuine reflection on Victoria Police, and we wanted the apology to come across as genuine and authentic. We wanted the LGBTI community to hear it first from their own media, and we didn't want it to be hijacked by any other mainstream media. We really want it to be genuine and accepted in the spirit that it's given.
I think that's something that's fantastic. Quite often you just hear a statement that that is red and not much else done with it. But coming into the studio today and really pursuing the GLBTI community, I think one of the great things, quite a few articles. James, you were there last night.
I'd like to know what you think the reaction has been like, because it seemed quite positive last night as well, which is wonderful.
Look, probably the most touching thing for me was that the graciousness that the apology was accepted. I was really, really touched, and I spoke to Louise about it also. You know, we were blown away by just how beautifully it was accepted, which really gives me confidence about the relationship into the future.
And I seem to think, I was having a chat with Sally Golden from Transgender Victoria last night about it, and the fact that it's quite unprecedented, really, for such an apology to be made. Stonewall was mentioned in the fact that we don't think the New York Police Department has apologised for Stonewall, for example. And people are calling Tasty Melbourne Stonewall. And the fact that the Victoria Police have been on the front foot with this, I think, has been quite important as well. Just to show, perhaps dinosaurs, the fact that these things need to be done.
Oh, without doubt. And I think you can't progress and build a very strong relationship if the sins of the past are still there. And for us, it's about mitigating those where we admit we've made, you know, failures, or we've impacted our community unfairly. And this is what this is about.
Even though this is a big step forward for Victoria Police and the GLBTI community, Lucinda, there's still a bit of a way to go.
Oh, without doubt. Look, we're not even close to being there yet. When we look at the LGBTI community, we know there's overrepresentation in contact with police, but we also know there's significant underreporting about prejudice-motivated crime and offences.
Yeah.
So for us, I think it's very similar to the family violence issue that we've had in the past, that lack of confidence and trust in Victoria Police and our ability to assist and help. We need to really build that with the LGBTI community. And once we think, you know, we feel that the actual reporting reflects what's actually occurring, we'll be a lot more comfortable.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. And it's I can't speak on behalf of the whole community, but thank you so much for the work that you've done in regards to this. And the vibe that I've been getting so far is that it's a great step forward, and that, sure, some people might think it was well overdue, but it came.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it means a lot.
Another voice from the community, texted in from Trevor. He said, good on you, Vic Police. And I think that's
a nice summary of how we're all feeling. Good on you. It's very appreciated, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You're with the Triple Threat on Joy.
Getting down to business, working on my fitness. With the Triple Threat Show with James, Jess and Christina.
Joy.
Jess, you were... You've got an offer.
I do. I have an offer from...
Not from us.
Not from you guys. And,
not from our listeners.
No. From my agency, actually, that I signed with. So I'm there with for my acting. And I'm not on really on there as a model.
Because he's an actor.
I'm not really on there as a model-esque. I think I'm too short for that. But
Just got a... we've talked about this.
Just got an offer for a modelling gig.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, yeah, sweet. I reckon I can give that a go.
What is it? What?
It's a hand modelling job.
Your career is going up and up.
I've got no idea. Obviously, there's no photos of my hands in any of my pictures because I have pretty ugly hands.
Very small hands.
Well, they're chunky. That's the thing. I've got fat palms and small fingers. If it was an ad if it was an ad for like small fat little hands, I'd be a shoo-in. But I don't think they've really got the brief on that one.
Do you think that they just looked at your face and like, yeah, he'd have nice hands?
They've clearly misjudged. my strengths are definitely my acting and my characters, not so much my hands. I think you can cut them out in most scenes if you want.
Maybe it's if you do an accent at the same time, it might work.
It's not like there are pictures of your hands on your profile either. So how would they find hand models?
Yeah,
it's
very
a weird
old
one, isn't it?
Very old. I'll tell you what, I don't think they'll be asking for it again.
You're definitely going to have to do something about those nails, babe.
Can I have a look at your hands? I'm coming over.
Well, yeah, go over.
The problem is, as well, I also work with my hands.
Oh, God.
That's not the best thing I want to hear.
You do have stuffy hands.
Oh, God. Well,
yeah.
The problem is, I do work with my hands as well, doing bike mechanics and that type of thing as well. So they're not in the best shape. There's a few little cuts on them.
There could not be a worse hand model. No offense.
That's
they look like workers' hands.
They're on definitely the workers' hands.
On the plus side,
because you're changing chains on bikes all the time.
On the plus side, they also say hands and forearms. Not pumping my own tires. I reckon I got the forearm.
Show us your forearm.
All right.
Well, earlier today, I did accidentally hit Jess's arm and then asked him to flex, and he's got quite an arm going on.
I was quite surprised by that.
we were pretty shocked.
James almost knocked over the table trying to get over to the touch.
Feel your arm. But unfortunately, it is hand model and not forearm model.
Or what's
or
this?
Or upper bicep model.
No, if we, biceps.
Maybe you should be a
fitness model.
Is this
where a bicep is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see your hands, James.
Oh, they're not great either, but
they're,
I'm not applying for hand modelling.
Jess's.
Maybe maybe I should take a photo of your hands and send it through, James.
They're not bad, actually, now that I'm looking at them.
No, they're not bad.
After looking at Jess's.
Maybe I think we put a photo of all of our hands on Facebook or Twitter and get the people to judge. And let anybody know if I'm...
Have you done your nails recently?
Well, I actually didn't have my nails done the other day, so I'm happy to put them on Facebook. With this lovely pinky peach colour.
Kat Torres. Welcome.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're great. We're great. Thanks for getting up so early to come in here.
I'm happy waking up with you guys.
You were all over the Twitters at like 6:30.
Yeah,
when we
saw you up early.
Yes. We were talking before, just quickly, about laughing at inappropriate times.
Okay.
Have you laughed?
Oh, my God. All the time. Yeah.
So I just want to imagine when somebody else got kicked off The Voice, did you just start laughing?
No. Because I know what that feels like. Yeah. I'm laughing. But I think when someone... speeches. I don't know why. Mm. When someone's doing like a really long speech, especially when I was in school.
Oh, yeah.
Over the, what's it called?
Loudspeaker.
Loudspeaker. Oh, my God. I just couldn't hold it in.
Yeah, especially at school. You're right, because you know you're going to get in trouble. So it's even funnier. Like,
especially if there was, a kid with a funny name. That had like butt in it or something like that. You just crack up. I'm searching here, all right, James?
Yeah, okay. But I love how Christina and Kat, you've already bonded together. Over
she was forced to bond with me.
Over the fact that you both still live at home.
Yes.
But Kat, you're only 23, so you have more of an excuse than Christina.
Well, as I was saying to Kat, it's the ethnic family thing. They like us to stay at home. Yes. So mum and dad make it very easy for me to be at home. I don't know if you find the same thing.
I know. They're always like, what do you need? Food-wise, you know.
What's your background, Kat? Yeah.
Well, I'm South American.
Okay. Well, Christine is Greek, so it's a little bit different.
I'm Italian. They're so racist. Anyway, let's talk about you. So you've had a pretty full-on, what would you say, 18 months?
Yeah, they've been really like... busy, which is good. It's better to be busy than not.
Yeah.
Pretty mind-blowing. So when, obviously you started, well, you've been doing music for a long time, but we know you the most from starting off on The Voice.
Yes.
Did you see the audition, the notice, and just think, I'm going to do this? Or did you get pushed into it?
Well, no, I saw the notice, like you said, and pretty much I thought, well, I think I'm going to give this a try. It seemed really genuine, and I had a few friends that had gone on it, and I thought, okay, why not? Let's do this. Let's give it a try. I kind of held off for a few years. You know, obviously there's other shows around, and I just felt like this was the right time.
Did you have a preference of judge you wanted to go with?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Did you end up getting the preference of judge?
Totally did.
That's right, everyone turned around, didn't they?
They did. It's very lucky.
So then you can just pick whoever you want.
Yeah, well, at the time I was like, oh, God, should I still continue? But no. From day one, I knew who I was.
Did you and Ricky just bond over being, like, you know, Latin, South American? And, you
know. Basically.
Yeah.
Do you speak Spanish?
Yes.
If you see her audition, she speaks Spanish. Guys, you didn't do your research.
I've been away for 2 years.
Actually, you were away when this all happened.
I watch sport.
But I've got your single on Spotify, so...
Oh, yeah. Nice. Thank you.
What was it like touring with Ricky? So you went through Uruguay and Chile?
Yes.
He really got you under his wing, didn't he?
This one's good.
Oh, yeah. I saw the 60 Minutes thing that you were on.
Oh, there you go. What did you think?
I got an email that Kat was coming in today, so that was great.
You saw the new video clip.
No, I saw the new video clip. I watched it. There's a guy in a plastic box. It's pretty cool. I liked it.
We'll talk about the clip in a little while.
Yeah. Could have been glass, I don't know.
Brand new single coming out, it's out now. We'll be playing it just in a short while, but we're talking about how you've been in South America having a great time.
Yes. Yeah. That was fun. That was a lot of fun going back to Uruguay and Chile and... Yeah, just meeting family. I got to meet family for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hanging with the people.
Hanging with the people.
Were you nervous?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I don't really get nervous anymore.
Pro.
Once you've done
I
the voice.
Know. It's just, well, yeah.
Waiting for live four TV. Chairs to turn around.
Live TV, yeah. That's it. You just got to do one show of live TV and that's it. You're okay.
But did you find it influence your music at all, going over to Uruguay and Chile and going back to your roots?
Yeah, absolutely. I came back, you know, with a lot of ideas and just felt really inspired, you know, to be back with people that's
the difficult thing, I guess, once you do something as big as The Voice and then traveling as well. It's hard to, a lot of people sort of find it hard to get back on that horse, and you've obviously, you know, gone from strength to strength with this new song.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I'm really lucky and grateful. But yeah, I'm looking forward to keep writing and keep, you know, releasing stuff. So
awesome. Are you going to be touring anytime soon? Ooh.
Maybe. Ooh. Yeah, we'll see. Teaser. We might get a little bit more music out there first and then take it on the road.
Get the people hungry for more Cat.
Yeah.
How has album coming?
Album coming, yes. Album's in the works. In the works.
That's exciting.
So, yeah.
So have you been penning some songs or been working with some good songwriters? How's that coming together?
Well, you know, I've got a lot of songs already. Yeah. I've got a big catalogue of songs, so we might get some of those old songs and keep writing now and match them up and hopefully make an album soon.
Mm. Collaboration with Ricky?
Ooh. Maybe. That would be awesome. That would be great. I would love to work with Ricky. But yeah, recently, as of late, I've been working with, James Ash from The Rogue Traders.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So I've been working with him in the studio and we've got some exciting stuff coming up. So.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And is Ricky still around?
Ricky, I think he's already left. I think he's gone to Spain. He was in Spain. I was on Instagram the other day.
Oh, okay.
That's very interesting.
We've got enough South American flavour in the studio already, James, with Kat.
No, but is he still in contact with you? Or do you still like?
Yeah, for sure. Talk? I'm still in contact with him and his team. So it's like he says, you know, we continue that relationship way after the show. So it's good.
It's lovely. And I have to ask you, because I'm sure our listeners would love to know, what was Kylie like?
I didn't get to
meet Kylie. Wasn't there last season.
Of course she wasn't. No. No.
Christina was big on all the facts. Now she goes down.
Just testing you guys. I was testing you two, really.
I knew that and I wasn't even here.
I love Kylie, though. She's I love her music. So.
Do you want to be a pop princess?
Because
I guess that's Kylie's title.
I do. Title. I don't know. You know, that's her thing.
Or more a sultry songstress.
Maybe, yeah.
It's all about the alliteration in the names, I think.
Sultry songstress.
And the new song, Easy to Say Goodbye. So what was the inspiration behind that song?
Well, I was in the studio with Styles Fuego, who's been working with 360 and all those guys. And he's like, what about this song? What do you think of this? And I heard it and I loved it. And I thought, I want to tell it. You know, tell my story through this song. So
that's a little bit of a different character to be working with as well. Styles Fuego compared to everybody else, sort of Traders and Ricky. It's bringing, I guess, another dimension to your
Absolutely.
Work as well.
He's got a really like international sound and he's very urban. So I definitely describe my music as urban pop. So it was really good to get in the studio with him and bounce ideas. So
awesome. Coming up from the streets.
Yeah.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.